What can we look forward to in your column this weekend?
Yeah, look, this is my favorite time of the year, Zane. It wasn't always this way. I was young too, and we didn't necessarily adhere to what we were supposed to do during Ramadan. But as we grow older, you know, I really enjoy this month because it does give you that opportunity to take a step back and to take stock of your life, you know, and to slow things down, if you like. So it starts off with a very physical kind of fasting where you abstain from food and drink. And that kind of hunger, and you know, I suffer from hanger, which is angry, hungry. when you get so hungry that you can't think straight. But it's a really nice test for you as well as a person. So you move from that physical kind of fasting to a very spiritual state of mind when you're more aware of your fellow man and woman and humankind. And so that's what really the column is about this week, in the context of Verulam and Gaza, and how the timing is perfect because we need to address these issues. Yeah?
You see, Hassan, it's exactly what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, where, for instance, I was parked in, and you know, people go out and your immediate reaction is to do this or to do that. And, you know, some people were suggesting on the show that I should have scraped his car with my key. I should have deflated his tires and things like that. But I thought to myself that would be counterproductive. And this is exactly what we're chatting about, you know, is that once you have these issues and once these issues arrive, we need to sort of pull back as a world, as in an international community, pull back and say, you know, what is happening? You know, Verulam was a very bad incident. When I saw it on Facebook and when I saw it, I'm thinking to myself, no, not in Cape Town or not in South Africa. This doesn't happen. And yet it happened. It happened right here on our doorstep. Yeah. You know, so how do we take this forward?
Look, I'm not suggesting for 1 second we have to be passive about it. And if somebody punches you in the face, you just sit there and take it, you know. What I am saying, though, is this is the moment where within this Muslim community, there's a lot of generosity and a spirit of goodwill and community. So I also have a go at the Muslim leadership in our communities, because on that Friday, following straight on from the attack at Verulam, there was an opportunity to call for calm, you know, to be the voices of reason. Instead, the mosque where I had my perform of Friday prayers, the imam there was talking about how if you're twiddling your fingers while sitting in mosque, you might as well sit at home and not come to mosque. And for me, that was wrong. You know, there was an opportunity missed to actually address this thing head on and say, sorry, there's no place for intolerance in this religion. We peace-loving religion. What happened in Verulam is completely wrong, and we need to recalibrate, you know? And that didn't happen for me. Now, having said that, there were mosques where the imams put their sermons aside and they actually addressed this issue in Verulam, you know. So I was looking for leadership, but I don't think it's too late. And again, I come back to this month of Ramadan. There is this opportunity to nip this thing in the bud, because we're reading in the headlines that Cape Shia Muslims are feeling on tenterhooks, you know, they feel very tense. And I'm afraid that the fears are justified, because this issue's been fermenting within the Muslim community, you know. The leaders haven't done enough to say, we don't do this kind of thing.
And the other thing the other thing, Hassan, is that, you know, when I looked at Verulam, for instance, I looked at a situation whereby people perpetuating something in terms of an ideology, something in terms of an idea, something in terms of how you feel about something. And this was your reaction as to how you felt about that particular thing. And, you know, when you sort of look at it in general, you look at xenophobic violence, you also look at a situation, this is how I feel about it. And I feel that I've got the right to burn down something, you know, and it's kind of a general tendency which makes us that much more violent of a community. So, you know, we need to pull back. And like you said, it's essential that guidance should come. But guidance, should guidance only come from, you know, from the Muslim community, from the imams and the sheikhs, or should guidance come from, you know, from further up towards parliament?
Look, Zain, I'm glad you asked that, because it brings me to the next point that I make in the column about Gaza. So you'd have seen that our government withdrew its ambassador from Israel. And I think it was an important signal from our government, you know, to say to the international community, we're actually not okay with what's going on in Israel, you know, and the incidents happening, killing of Palestinian protesters using lethal force. And so this is where religious leadership comes in again. So the Jewish Board of Deputies condemns that withdrawal of the ambassador of Israel. But what I was looking for from the Board of Deputies was condemning these acts of violence, you know, these fatal acts of violence that goes against all convention, UN conventions. I mean, you don't shoot live ammunition at protesters. That's just the world order, you know. So again, South African government took that stand you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the leadership is lacking, you know. And can I just say that Judaism shouldn't be conflated with the actions of the Israeli government, because Judaism essentially is a peace-loving religion, you know?
Exactly.
And you can actually condemn an act or an atrocity and still be true to your religious convictions. But in the same vein, I want to also say about the South African government is that they need to be consistent, because Saudi Arabia has bombed and attacked Yemen into oblivion. I mean, it's brought that country to its knees. Why didn't we recall the ambassador in that instance, you know? So also, we're looking for consistency from our government when they do these things, you know? And it's quite important, because South Africa is a serious player in global politics as well.
Hassan, thank you so much. I'm having a look at the weekend Argus, as a matter of fact, and we'll be dealing with the newspapers, and there's quite an interesting story and a lead story on the front page, but I'm sure you guys will be taking a look at that further and sort of getting all aspects of that particular story. Hassan, thank you so much, and your Sunday Slice is in the Cape Argus this weekend, and it'll be an interesting read. Enjoy the rest of the day fasting.